13 and a half minutes to go. Backdoor comes right to Jabari Smith. Here's Auburn on the break. Jabari, bounce pass, KD. Oh, great pass. More to the hole. Yes, and a foul. It was a career night for Chris Moore. 16 points. He was 5 of 9 from the field. Perfect. From the free throw line, added 4 rebounds. He was with us in the pregame, and he joins us. Pull that down just a little bit, Chris. Yes, and he joins us on the Regions Bank postgame show. Congratulations. Terrific night for you tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
We talked a little bit about your game moving from that post player out to the wing. Tonight, you still showed some of those post moves. I mean, you showed that strength and getting to the basket strong for
you
tonight.
Sir. I mean, I felt like, you know, having that experience in high school, being a big man, I kind of, you know, gain that physicality part of the game, and you know, me just finishing, you know, the contact tonight was just second nature for me. So I felt like when I got to that bread and butter, it made my team better.
What was the difference from a defensive standpoint between the first half and the second half for this Auburn team?
Well, I feel like first half we kind of came out like a days ago. You know, we didn't, you know, make it harder for them as a BPN game plan, make it harder for them to run that offense. But I think second half, we kind of picked it up. We kind of fed off each other energy. And, you know, I tell the team every day before a game, every day before practice, is have fun. I feel like we had more fun in the second half than we did in the first half.
So. I would agree. We all had more fun in the second half. You were strong getting to the basket and finishing, because it wasn't just he's going to go to the line for two. You were getting the and one opportunities. What was the key for you?
Well, I feel like, you know, just being more poised with it, you know, just making sure I get it, you know, to the backboard, and, you know, just finishing through contact. You know, I know when I get to the line, I'll be able to get my rest, you know, calm down and make the free throw. Just, you know, get the and one and, you know, get extra points for the team.
21 minutes for you tonight out there. So that may be a career high as well, the amount of minutes that you had. I know you feel good about getting that opportunity, don't you?
You know, it's something that, you know, BP emphasized, our 11 versus everybody else 7-8. And, you know, we go to the bench, we can't have a drop-off, and that's one of the biggest emphasis that he put in every game.
Nice work out there tonight. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy this one.
Thank you.
ULM basketball. Metz drives to the hole against Kessler, and he blocked it. Rebounded by Jabari up the middle of the floor. Third block of the night. Kessler behind the back dribble. Jabari to the hole. Oh, finger roll. Knocks it home.
Hey, that's a sports center. That's a sports center play right there.
A career high and a double-double for Jabari Smith. 23 points and 10 rebounds. Coach Pearl said Jabari just decided it was going to be his night. Was it as simple as that for you tonight, Jabari?
Yeah, I would say that. I was just letting the game come to me, getting my points throughout the offense, and just doing whatever it took for us to get the win.
It was, and it was not just the 3-point shot, as you just heard. I mean, it was the jumper inside the arc. It was taking it to the rim. I mean, you showed kind of the repertoire of what you can do from an offensive standpoint, and then 10 rebounds as well on the night.
Yeah, I feel like that's just my game. You know, I can score at all three levels. And just my ability to rebound at my size. So I feel like at 6'10", you got to get 10 rebounds. So,
yeah. Indeed. The key to the spark in the second half, you're down 2 at halftime here tonight. Mm-hmm. What was it?
I felt like it was just our togetherness. You know, I feel like our team is real close. And I feel like no matter how down we were, We never split. We was just always together. We knew our run was gonna come, and we just stayed together. We made some defensive adjustments going into the second half, and after that, I felt like the game changed.
There was a highlight in that second half, and it started with a Walker Kessler block at the ULM end. You rebounded, brought it right up the middle of the court, behind the back dribble at midcourt, and then down the lane for the finger roll. Maybe we see that later on ESPN. As you see that play develop, just kind of talk about what you're seeing as you're bringing that ball up before, after Walker's block.
I'm just looking what's in front of me. I see the guard try to jump me, so I just went behind my back. And I seen the lane was wide open, so I just went in and finished. My dad probably gonna say I should have dunked it, but I'm just glad I finished it.
It was 2 points though, wasn't
it? Yeah.
After something like that, do you hear the jungle? I mean, are you able to hear the crowd after a play like that one?
Yeah, I love playing here. After any play, it's just the love you get from the crowd, and just the boost you get after hearing the jungle erupt. It's nothing like it.
3 games now in 8 days, and now you guys get a week to prepare. You're going to be on the road for 4 straight games. Just talk about this next week as you guys get ready to go on the road for the first time officially this season.
We got a lot of work to do. Just getting in the gym, watching film, just finding ways to get better, finding ways to improve. get some recovery on our bodies and just relax and get ready for this this stretch of away games.
23-10 tonight for Jabari Smith. Congratulations.
Yes,
nice
appreciate
work.
It.
War Eagle.
Appreciate it.
Joined now by Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl. Congratulations on the win tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Andy. We played well in the second half. The first half, you know, Louisiana Monroe did a great job. You know, I think psychologically, like we talked about in the pregame, they were just so excited not to be down 40 to LSU. And LSU played great. You know, Louisiana Monroe responded. Coach Richard's a great coach. He's done a real good job for a long, long time. The way we guard is very different than the way LSU guards. I knew this was going to be a matchup for them, the way they guard, the way we guard, that they would like better than what LSU did. LSU switches everything. They build a wall, and we don't. We're a little bit more extended, and their athletes were able to get downhill and get to the rim. And the game was called much, much closer tonight. That's the interesting thing for me. The first few games, it's been hardly any whistles. And then this game, there was just a ton of whistles. And so, you know, not complaining, just saying that it's, you know, it's hard to get a handle.
Sure.
Right? So that was part of the slop.
What was the difference first half and second half not allowing ULM into the lane, either to drive to the basket or to dish?
Well, I think Stephen Pearl, the scout, I think he did a good job with some adjustments. We backed up our pickup point a little bit because we were picking them up so high, and they were running up and getting the ball screen up there really high, then getting downhill. And we backed up our pickup point a little bit. You know, they didn't get all the offensive rebounds. They didn't get the 50-50 balls. Quite frankly, our bench played more in the second half. Our starters didn't play as much in the second half. So Katie Johnson coming off the bench played great. Chris Moore coming off the bench played great. You know, those two guys for sure. And then when Zepp Jasper on the floor, we were plus 29. You know, Zepp had a terrific game.
45 points off the bench of your 93 points tonight. 45
yeah,
off the bench.
Yeah, you know, and I'm looking at that, you know, just saying before I even saw the stat, yeah, I mean, that was the difference. And our bench is more physical. And it was a more physical team. But there were a lot of positives. You know, Jabari Smith had his first double-double. And obviously, you could just see, he just decided, okay, I'm going to do a couple things here and get a few shots at all. Okay, all right, I see it. And then, you know, there are other things that we obviously, he's going to do a better job of handling ball pressure. And he's a better passer than that. They were physical with him, and their ball pressure bothered him, and it shouldn't have. You know, Wendell Green had another good game, seven rebounds. You know, just did little things. Zepp, six assists, no turnovers. So, you know, we're learning, but you could see we valued possessions in the second half. In the first half, we didn't. Second half, the offense was in front of me. We did a better job.
Chris Moore showed a little bit of his former game, that post movie. He is so strong underneath tonight.
He is. And getting him, you know, just a little quicker and a little bit more explosive, go a little faster. But he is a, you know, big, strong guy in there. He took advantage of it. He got on the boards. He was a big physical guard tonight. And look, Chris is... He is one of the locker room favorites in the sense that our guys were so happy to see Chris play well, and it just elevates our team. We need his physicality.
All right, this ends the stretch of three games in 8 days. If you go back to the exhibition game last week, now you're off as far as playing is concerned for a week before you go to South Florida and then to Atlantis. Just look ahead a little bit as you get ready now for four straight games away from Auburn Arena.
Well, I gotta be honest with you, I'm tired. And three games for me in the 8 day period, that's a lot. It's a lot of preparation and a lot of and it's mental fatigue in the sense that these kids have had a scouting report every day. We haven't had a day off. And so I'm gonna have a day off tomorrow. And maybe even a little bit on Sunday. So, and get back on Monday. I need it. And our guys need it too. And so we'll come in, get a little breakfast, get them a lift, and then get them out. Because then next week it's getting ready to go to South Florida. We took the game in South Florida because that's where the SEC tournament's going to be, in Tampa.
Right.
I'm all week long, I'm going to be shouting out to all of our alums and friends down in Tampa.
Witnesses.
The witnesses. We need them. And it's a great venue. That is where the SEC tournament is going to be played, and we definitely need to turn out a little bit. So great crowd again tonight. Excited about the weekend. How'd soccer do?
Got beat tonight.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry.
Yep.
Man, I'm so sorry. Karen had a great season. They had an unbelievable start to their season. In the middle of the season, they was playing as good as anybody in the country. A couple of little injuries and things like that, and depth not quite there. But and big football game tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Breakfast and football. Pretty excited about it.
See you back here tomorrow. Okay. War Eagle on this. Congratulations.
Thank you.